To the church of Ephesus, Jesus had John write, "But I have this complaint against you. You don't love me or each other as you did at first. Look how far you have fallen. Turn back to me and do the works you did at first. If you don't repent, I will come and remove your lampstand from its place among the churches." Revelations 2, 4 through 5. So what does first love look like? How far are we away from acting like that, living like that, loving like that? In our podcast, we are going to confess this as a sin and repent, looking for ways to love like we did at first. If you think of other ways we can change to demonstrate our first love, please add it in the comments section located at the bottom of the webpage so that others can return to their first love as well. Father, we confess that our love for you is not like our first love for you, where we had extreme gratitude. It was so fresh and so exciting to know that we received complete forgiveness for all our sins, that we could now be reconciled to you, that we had a place in your heart, that you chose us, that you wanted us, that we had a pathway to heaven, that we could now die knowing that we would be with you and not wondering, that we had purpose, that we had a fresh adoration of how wonderful you are, how much of a sacrifice that Jesus gave us so that we could be right with you, that we had a desire to read your word and attend church to grow and to share our faith because it felt like we just won the lottery, but even better. That we were zealous, confess that we used to be zealous for the things of you and eager to learn more about you and to share that with others. We confess our lack of appreciation and acceptance of for your love for us and the need to share that love with others. We repent of seeking our own understanding, being self-reliant, less needy of you, spending less time with you, not doing what you've instructed us, but doing our own thing, seeking pleasure over pleasing you, seeking the comforts of this world, then being uncomfortable and being willing to lay down our lives, not checking our love thermostat for you against the world and earthly things, and falling into the fears of this world, then putting rather than putting our trust in the one who loves us, you, and being more earthly focused than heavenly thoughtful. You said in 1 John 4:10, "And this is love, not that we love God, but that you loved us and sent your Son to be the propitiation for our sins." May this resonate with us deeper, but that you demonstrated your own love toward us, and that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. And that you have against us that we've left our first love and need to get back to it and repent quickly so that we can see the goodness of you restored in our lives and the protection. And we thank you that as we come back to this, you will not remove the lampstand because we did not choose you, but you chose us and appointed us that we would go and bear fruit and that our fruit would remain so that whatever we ask of you in your name, you may give it to us. So may we all repent and return to our first love in Jesus' name.